Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. Hosea, the only writing prophet of the northern kingdom of Israel's 10 tribes, has often been called the prophet of Israel's zero hour. A.J. Overton points out in today's broadcast that Hosea's personal tragedy with his unfaithful wife Gomer becomes an intense illustration of the national tragedy between unfaithful Israel and her faithful, loving, covenant-keeping God. I'm happy to present Mr. Overton for his first message in a series of 4 on the prophecy of Hosea.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, once again in the name of our Lord Yeshua. How do we respond most often to the things that happen to us? Our reactions may become more important than the events themselves. The prophet Hosea, God's messenger to ancient Israel, illustrates this principle. In God's sovereign will and providential overruling, Hosea's tragic, shattered home life becomes the very raw material from which the prophet forges his message to Israel. As Hosea's wife, Gomer, plays the role of the unchaste partner by going after other lovers, so Israel proves unfaithful to her God by seeking after pagan idols, by indulging in selfish practices, and by pursuing wicked international alliances. Hosea's wife and children become the symbols of the land and the people in their sad apostasy from God, while the love and kindness of the prophet to his unfaithful spouse becomes a picture of God's undying affection for Israel. The triumph of Hosea in his personal tragedy forms the faint illustration of God's all-conquering love. As Hosea begins to compile his prophecies, he reflects back across the difficult years and understands his heartbreaking experience to be God's preparation for the appointed task. Thus, the prophet's marriage to Gomer is more than to fulfill love, to establish a home, and to beget children. It enables Hosea to understand the nature of the relationship between God and Israel. The prophet's experience and heartache is but a miniature of God's. If one allows for and recognizes in life's events the divine encounter with the human, experience may become the greatest teacher. The real potential, however, is not what the individual learns, but in what others can be taught from these happenings. Thus the prophet Hosea excels in his tenderness and insight of motive and character. He possesses a marvelous sympathy both with the people and with God. His prophecy is exhaustless in its spiritual value to all mankind. He clearly demonstrates it is yet possible to believe in repentance and conversion. God's power may still save from the forces of sin, heredity, and habit, whether it be the individual or the nation. Hosea declares love to be the ultimate element in true religion. Love moves God to provide a redemption more sovereign than law. Love draws men to repentance. But this love not only provides the Savior and brings to the Father, it proves to be the awful judge upon the eternal throne. The trauma of marrying one who turned to be an idolater and finally to be an adulteress was surely great anguish for the prophet Hosea. But the prophet's trust and obedience through this trial caused him to be effective and far-reaching in his ministry. Only God could have foreseen clearly Gomer's defection when she married Hosea. Thus this man, Hosea, of gentle, loving spirit, the most tender soul of the Hebrew prophets, opens his prophecy with a reflective declaration that shows clearly that he views it all as a trial from God's hand. The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, "Go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord." Had Hosea married Gomer knowing her to be an immoral woman, there would not likely have followed such surprise and heartbreak. Neither could an immoral woman serve as an illustration of the nation of Israel when she first came out of Egypt. The words "children of whoredom" speak of the future, as they were not yet born. The expression "wife of whoredom" likewise speaks of future conduct. Hosea's opening statements form the prophetic interpretation of God's commands given to him in his younger years and based upon the experiences that followed. The word "whoredom" that identifies Hosea's wife as unfaithful is the term that most frequently characterizes one guilty of idol worship, not adultery. Idolatry, however, through its related practices, accentuated the sensual. This led directly to immorality. Thus Gomer, the prophet's wife, degenerated into this temple immorality and entered into a life of adultery and unfaithfulness. The heart of Hosea's message to Israel, however, centers in another word that speaks of covenant love and loyalty. It occurs nearly 250 times in the Tanakh, the Hebrew Scriptures. It is translated as goodness, kindness, loving kindness, and other words of like meaning. It implies the true and loyal behavior expected from one who stands in a covenant relationship. This word appears prominently 6 times in the prophecy of Hosea. The marriage of Hosea and Gomer was a covenant. The prophet gave such loyalty and love, but his wife did not show the same love that he rightly expected. Even so, God made a covenant with Israel and took her as his wife. He had shown to Israel only loyal faithfulness and loving mercy. Israel, however, had not been true to her part of the agreement. The sons and daughter of Gomer are labored children of whoredom, as they shared the taint of their mother's unfaithful life. God's judgment would fall not only on Israel as a corporate nation, Gomer the mother, but also on each individual person who shared in the sin of the nation, the children of Gomer. The first child of the union of the prophet Hosea and Gomer was a son. Hosea records, "The Lord said, call his name Jezreel. For yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." God himself gives names to Gomer's children. These names bear spiritual and special significance, indicating both judgment and blessing. The prophet Isaiah, Hosea's contemporary in southern Judah, also received instruction from God to give names to his children that were symbols of future judgment and of future redemption. Jezreel, the name given to his first son, means God sows or God scatters. Hosea's generation would recognize this designation as the fruitful and historic valley between the highlands of Samaria and Galilee. While the name Jezreel often speaks of blessing, it is used here to tell of coming judgment. Jezreel foreshadowed the scattering of Israel. God connects this coming judgment with the words, "the blood of Jezreel." Jehu, though God's instrument of judgment upon the house of Ahab, had displeased the Lord by the excessive bloodbath he brought about. In addition, Jehu and his dynasty did not take to heart that Ahab's evil dynasty was destroyed because of sin and idolatry. They and the nation of Israel continued in the same unholy path. Thus the reigning house of Jehu would be cut off. The bow of Israel, her military might, would be broken in this valley of Jezreel. Jezreel is that 10-mile-wide plain of Esdraelon. At its western edge lies Megiddo, the site of many historic battles. The prophet Zechariah, as well as the apostle John, named this valley as the place of the final battle, when all nations are gathered together with Israel in the midst. Gomer's second child was a daughter. God called her name Lo Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel. The name of this child means no pity, no mercy, and indicates the withdrawal of God's covenant mercy. God gives, however, one final alarm in the birth of the third child, a son. Then God said, call his name Lo-Ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. The opening portion of Hosea's prophecy, however, presents the certain note of hope. The children's names are changed. Say to your brethren, Amma, that is, my people, and to your sisters, Ruhamah, that is, mercy or pity obtained. Just as the names of the children were changed, and just as Gomer was restored to Hosea, so Israel, Hosea declares, will be restored after her long chastisement. This is conditioned upon confession, repentance, and seeking the Lord. The name Hosea means salvation, and has the same root as Joshua or Yeshua, that is, Jesus. To him, the Lord Jesus, the Scriptures declare, all the prophets bear witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission or forgiveness of sins. My friend, will you trust him?
And now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.